Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. Just remind yourself. Just repeat that. No one can destroy what the Creator has created. That means you. That means this thing called life. Seek your skills and the common ground collective. Doing some technical stuff here. I don't know why this is happening. No one can destroy what the unit. Okay, I don't know. Something's going on here. All right, so let's keep this, work this out somehow. Oh, I figured it out. I don't know how that happened. It's too early for stuff like that.
Okay, let's see here. I need to play some music, or not. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprint. Woo! I love this thing called life.
Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective. I want to take this time to just welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference. Just your presence. Now you have the opportunity to take it to a whole new level. Based on how you interact, based on your thoughts, your feelings, your awareness. You get to take it to a whole new level. You're already making a difference. You don't ever have to question if you're making a difference on this planet. Just the day you showed up on this planet, everything changed. So thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprint with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade, which usually is the last Wednesday of the month. And last Wednesday of this month. It's Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you, and oh, the happy holy days, Kwanzaa's around the corner, and come, let's see, Hanukkah, is it over? I think it is, yeah, because it was early this time, but we're going to talk about ancestral blueprints and holidays, you know, when you go around, hang out with family members, and stuff that coming up, stuff that jumping off. Oh, some of you saying, I'm just not going. Some of you bought the ticket. You know, I'm getting a refund. I'm just not dealing with it. We're going to talk more about that. Lisa's standing by. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. 3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Just quick announcements here. As you, those of you who listened yesterday, you know Celeste is having a healing experience. We're giving her a break. Yeah, she deserves it. She's been working hard this week, or this year. How about that? But tomorrow, you have the play experience with Lisa's here today. Ambassador's here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern for the play experience. That's every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Life Conversations Radio. On Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, is Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan and on Life Conversations Radio. So make sure you check them out and some other radio stuff that goes on here that's connected to us. My new show on 1-2 Radio every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern. 12radio.com. That's the number one, the number two radio.com. And there's a rerun of the show, The Sounds of Soul, every Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern. So that means tonight, 11 p.m. Hang out with me. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, yeah. The Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show is syndicated. and it's syndicated on Within Radio. And you can find out more information by going to inspirebroadcasting.com. Now, I think that's it. It's time to bring on Lisa. Okay, let me just make sure I got everything here, because the studio is kind of quiet. It's just me in the studio today. So I'm going to use someone else. I know that's right. Let me bring on Lisa. Once I bring on Lisa, everything is going to work itself out. I just know it. Okay, let's go here. Lisa, where are you? Hey, Lisa.
Hey there. Good to be with you.
You said what?
Yep.
I don't know if it's me. Yeah, you sound a little bit far. I'm having some technical stuff going on over here and trying to work it out. Are you on speakerphone?
yeah, but I always hear, let's try this. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're close to me now. I can feel your body heat. I don't feel so cold in the studio anymore.
Okay, very good. Okay. Good to be with everybody. I'm well. I'm shocked at the fact that it's December 18th. You know, just have to acknowledge that. I know I'm not alone with that. How fast our calendar time is going.
Yes. And it is moving fast. I mean, I was thinking this morning, I was like, wow, this is December 2014.
Yeah.
It's around the corner, and before we know it, we'll be halfway through it, and won't even think much about 2014 anymore. Just another year, another day, another month.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's why the shows that we do are very important, because, you know, at the beginning, there's usually excitement. After a while, we get into the regular flow of life. And it can be easy to go back to sleep, if you will. But we refuse to let people go to sleep.
Yeah, and I find myself just thinking about that, how the calendar is doing what it's doing and the season that's with us and how family experience fits with and relates with this season and the holidays. You mentioned she started to kind of go down a road a little bit ago, just acknowledging for some people, really, it might be a little stressful to be with family over the holidays. You kind of inferred that a little bit with some of your comments.
I was whetting the appetite.
Yeah,
just whetting that.
Yeah, and so for some people that's absolutely true. For others, that's not the case. For others, it's a time where, you know, it goes easily with family, and it's a feels the anticipation of being together, the experience of being together, has a harmony to it. For many, it's some of both. For others, their relationship with family, for lots of different reasons. They might not be with family. Maybe they're with friends. They're with friends who are like family. It's good to acknowledge the variety of experiences that people have during this season. You know, the influence of the media messages and the influence of our commercial messages, the retail scene is so very, that message is really strong right now. That gives us a sense of, well, here's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, that most of the time those messages exclude the majority of people. So it's good to just, for acknowledging truth's sake and for grounding us, to acknowledge the whole range, just the whole range of experience that people have during this season. And they all belong because they just are. You know, it's really simple.
It's it's not complicated, AT&T.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You know, when you talk about a whole range of things, emotions, feelings, and experiences that people go through during their holiday, when you were talking about the commercials, I was thinking how that can trigger maybe even a feeling for those who want to buy something for their loved ones or someone who just lost their job and the commercial saying things are cheap or whatever the case may be around money, finances. It can trigger a not enough kind of thinking. Then there's the other aspect of people feel like this is, you know, they say this is suicide rate goes up during the holiday seasons. And there are many reasons. And, you know, one of the things I'm led to ask you here now is before we even go into the different things that people go through, it's just for the sake of new listeners and reminding regular listeners what we mean when we're talking about ancestral blueprints.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that question. So that's the phrase that makes sense to me to describe the map of the many generations of our families that lives in us. That map lives in us, and we live in it. And the phrase was inspired when I was writing a book that I named with that phrase. The book was inspired by my experience with an approach to healing called family constellations or systemic constellations. And that work really brings into visibility how much we're influenced in our lives by what's happened and what has been waiting to be acknowledged from family life and from our ancestors. And so the constellation approach is primarily a group experience. I use it in my one-on-one work a lot as well. But it just shows us how deeply connected we are with our ancestors, with our family members, including people we never even met, including people we never even knew about, but just because of the web of connection, because of DNA, because of just the deeply influential experience of family, that's what that work shows us. So Ancestral Blueprints describes that map of connection that's in us and that we're in.
So let's talk about that map a little bit, because that's why, you know, the experience when we talk about gathering with family when there's a challenge or not, or the holiday seasons and the things that it brings up, all the things you talked about earlier. When we talk about it all belongs and we're all connected with the map lives in us and we live in it, is there a way to, I'm just going to ask this question. Is there a way to avoid the pain that lives in the map? And I ask that from a place of where sometimes, you know, friends I've spoken to that feel like when they're gathering around family members, the things that come up and they just don't want to deal with it, and sometimes it's like they've tried everything and somehow they just can't seem to resolve the unresolved, or even in the context of ancestral blueprints, the truth that wants to be revealed. Is there a way to avoid
the pain. I know that's not a yes or no kind of answer that I'm looking for, but you know where I'm going with this, so I just throw it over to you.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things. It's a great question. There's a couple of things. One, I want to acknowledge the pressure that's there over the holiday season for a lot of people, for a lot of families. There's this heightened expectation that about, again, how things are supposed to go. It just kind of, it's like the volume often gets turned up. Like whatever the family dynamics are, it's like often the volume gets turned up.
Mm-hmm. But why is that though? Why does it happen during the holiday?
Yeah. You know, I think it's for a variety of reasons. I think it's partly because of, expectation.
Okay.
You know, expectation creates, particularly when it's unrealistic, most of the time the expectations are not realistic, so there's a pressure and a judgment that comes from that. It's too much for the person, what they expect of themselves and then what they expect of the others.
Hmm.
And so it usually goes sideways in that case. You know?
Yes.
You know, there can be this kind of pressure cooker experience, you know? So, it's not, the holidays are not a time to try to resolve conflicts, particularly long-standing ones. But often what happens is that the things in family life that haven't been acknowledged, the places where there have been estrangements or tensions, challenges, confusions, because of the pressure, the expectation, like, oh, we're supposed to get along more because it's the holidays. That's what brings it out. That's what brings out the expectation that it's supposed to be different than really what it is. Brings out the it's like it boomerangs. It brings out, it's the paradox of it all. It brings out whatever the people acted out. That's just a common scenario.
Right.
There was a great movie made several years ago about the Thanksgiving. I think it was just called Thanksgiving. It was a Holly Hunter movie. And it was just a great movie where the family just played out all the family stress over the Thanksgiving holiday season. And they did it, and it was sad and it was painful, but it was funny too because it just showed, it was so human. It just showed how human we all are.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This season, you know, it's very interesting, you know, it's supposed to be religious holiday, an honoring of religious and spiritual, including solstice, you know, as solstice is Mother Earth's holiday. And there's a spirituality to that. So I include solstice in what I'm saying. You know, it's not religious, but it's spiritual. But look at the, you know, like where we're at today, at least in the States, the commercialization of the season has the effect of that. It's a very, very big effect. What you were saying a little bit ago about, you know, kind of this pressure, you're supposed to buy a bunch of presents and you're supposed to spend money and then it brings up all the stuff about having enough or not having, you know, it's like, wow, we're like really, if we kind of step back if we resist judging it and we just look at it, let's just look at it together with and suspend judgment best we can. It's going to be there, but just take a little break from it and just look at it. What a profound influence the retail economy has on this season. It's really, like, what would it be like if that was removed? Just imagine it. Just what would it be like if the commercial messaging around buying a bunch of stuff were removed from the season? What would that be like? I mean, it's really, for me, it's like, I'll just be thinking about that all day. Just like, I can do my best as I walk around in the world to, you know, choose what do I focus on, what do I not focus on this season. You know, and I do that. We all can do that to the best of our ability. But it's a very, very big influence.
That just thinking about what you just said, especially judgment. There's so many things you said there. You talked about the pressures, and then you talked about it's not a time to resolve conflicts. The holiday season is not a time to resolve conflicts. That's pretty big. Especially in times when, you know, we are so busy and we don't always go around family members. So we plan to go, when I say we, that's usually not my story, but I'm part of this map. So I include myself, we, all the we's. And, you know, and then the whole thing about judgment, it's, it's tough to be a human on this planet. It's really, really tough. It is really tough. And what can we do individually to ease the pressure? Mm-hmm. And I know some of these questions, I know this question sometimes is sort of redundant, and I think, you know, this is not always the regular conversation that we hear. So even though it, to me, sounds like this is things we've talked about, I think it's important to be able to come back and say, okay, how, especially now that people are experiencing it and feeling it, what can we do individually to ease the pressure? And maybe somehow we can collectively influence what comes at us during the holiday seasons.
Yeah. I have three words that...
that just, brace yourself.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just have three words that for me, mm-hmm. and it's just for me, you know, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying this is for me what I do my best to be with. In response to your question, keep it simple. You know, keep it simple. And that's, you know, if we all kind of try it on, it's interesting. That's maybe the thing that's not so easy to do.
I laugh, you know? Because it's oxymoronic. It's counter. It's just like, keep it simple. But that's hard to do. How do I keep it simple? Keep it simple. Well, I know what simple means. Go ahead.
What it brings out is it's what we were talking about a minute ago. There is a big container that we're all in, certainly culturally, but often family-wise too. Where what I said before, the volume gets turned up, that includes the expectations get get turned up.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily our first impulse to keep it simple.
Right.
The impulse is to match, is to have this feeling of pressure to rise to meet that amplification. The impulse is to, oh, I gotta, like, there's a lot of performance anxiety, performance pressure that goes with it. Gotta perform in a family way, gotta perform in a cultural way by buying stuff, gotta get a good tree, gotta get a, you know, whatever, however that goes. Keep it simple. I mean, really, I would invite, if it feels useful, people to try on, take a few moments just for yourself in quiet time, and really identify, okay, what's going to make this month, this season, meaningful for me? For another person, it might not also be meaningful. It's also about what's going to promote, you know, another question, what's going to promote me feeling grounded? What's going to promote me feeling some combination of in balance with being cared for, but also being able to care for others in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And the others could be not only people, but it could be nature. You know, I'm just kind of like thinking broadly here. Because,
right.
You know, this is this place, the season includes this winter solstice time that's really about there's more darkness than there is light. So the nature's rhythm, you know, this period has quite a lot of darkness.
Hmm.
Now, that doesn't have to mean darkness in terms of depression, in terms of, you know, there can be that, but it's more about a quiet time. It's more about a, like, this is the time when underneath the soil, the spring bulbs that are going to, the flowers that are going to pop up in the spring, they're deep in the earth right now, and we can't see them. But they're there, you know, absorbing the nutrients of the soil. Just because we can't see it doesn't mean that that's not happening.
Right.
The fruits,
right.
the fruits of that process are going to be made visible in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky where I live in this flower abundant region in the Pacific Northwest, and so I'm really, over the years, this season, I've really come to appreciate the wisdom of the tulips and the daffodils and the crocuses, what's happening with them right now. So what's happening with them, for me, is of great wisdom during this winter, December season leading up to Christmas. You know, this holiday season that culturally is full of an opposite kind of an energy. It's really interesting. The opposite,
mm-hmm.
There's an opposite messaging from our commercial world that is full of bright light. It's full of bright lights and a lot of noise and a lot of, it's an opposite energy. And I think that really contributes to the stress level that people experience, not even realizing it, including in families.
Huh.
It contributes, you know, our commercial cultural messaging is deeply out of sync with nature. Mm. And so that's got to create a kind of a stress on our nervous systems,
right?
And on everything, every aspect of our being.
I love the pace of this show, and you know that's one of the things I love about talking with you, because you have a way of slowing things down. You know, it's like the records, you know, the where you had the record player, you can slow it down, but you have a way of slowing down the conversation, the distractions. And for me, I've become so present, and it's like in my head I feel like sparks going off. And it really connects me with something that I know deep within, but I didn't have a conscious awareness of it. And when you talk about what's, you know, during this time, there's more darkness than light, and what's happening on the earth, what's happening in nature, the importance of being in sync with that. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. I had a guest a few days ago, and one of the things she was talking about over and over, and she was even saying, I don't even know why I keep talking about nature. I didn't even plan to talk about nature, but she kept talking, reminding us to, you know, the importance of learning from nature, being with nature, and how that would support our growth and when we're going through challenging times. And, you know, I'm also forgetting that you got to leave at 1 o'clock, so I'm all remembering that you're leaving at 1 o'clock, and there's so many places I want to go. You've slowed me down that I have so many thoughts. That's the problem. When I get slowed down, it's like, woo, I see more than I've ever seen. So let me just remind our listeners, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. And to find out more about Lisa's work, if you want to step into that water, the healing water of transformation, you want to slow your life down, you want to move at the pace, the rhythm of nature, check out Lisa's website. It is lisaiverson.com. Lisa, L-I-S-A, Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. And she's the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And there's another website you can go to, which is familyconstellationswest.com, familyconstellationswest. And you can have a deeper understanding of this conversation. Lisa was talking about the map that lives in us, and we live in that map. So if you go to Family Constellations West, you have a nice view of this map that we're talking about. Lisa, before you go, I want to go here. And I may come back to some of the things you've said before, especially the whole thing about judgment, releasing judgment. And I think it all ties in, actually, yeah. How do you see the history of America? What role does it play in the stresses and the pressure that we feel during the holiday season, especially, you know, the whole thing about Christmas and so many things going on. Jesus is white. It's a known fact. I don't know if you heard that kind of thing going back on the, and, you know, just different things. And, you know, Christmas is a pagan holiday. And there's so Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. We just get so political about it that the essence of the celebration sometimes is drained. How do you see it? How does that influence does it influence the pressure that we feel, the expectations that we feel, or some other things that go on and that we're not even consciously aware of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that question. That's a big question. To me, it's, I've mentioned this here before, that the history of the U.S. really is founded on disconnection from family. Disconnection from family is woven into the blueprint of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through immigration, through slavery, through attempted genocide of Native people. Those are big movements that are woven into the soul of the country. So, you know, fast forward to where we are now, it makes me wonder about, you know, with that history, and then the messaging that's there culturally right now around what family is supposed to look like. There's a lot of messaging that says about what family is supposed to look like during this mm-hmm. season. And, you know, I don't think it's possible really to be aware of all that gets triggered mm-hmm. in our soul, that contrast, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot more getting triggered than what we know. And a lot of it has to do with belonging. You know, and that shows up in the, like, the references you made a little bit ago, you know, is Jesus must have been white, you know. It's like, it's the roots of that, it's a lot of stuff about belonging, you know. Jesus, mm-hmm. a lot of stuff put onto Jesus that has to do with histories behind us that we haven't yet reconciled. So it's easy mm-hmm. to kind of project all that onto Jesus. And you know, I think poor guys, you know.
That's exactly why I'm laughing. It's like, can y'all just stop? I don't know what you're talking about. Jesus is white, Santa Claus is white, and all, I mean, and yeah. You know, even the fact that someone writes that, well, Santa Claus doesn't need to be white, all of that, and as you said it, it's that sense, that need, that desire, that feeling of belonging. And it's, and here's a thought. I don't know if it's a desire, maybe it is, the desire to, I'll put it that way, the desire to belong, or I guess that our soul reminding us that we belong and everything belongs, also, in a funny kind of way, creates separation. Do you see that?
Well, the separation is a consequence of confusion about belonging.
Don't say anything yet. Let's just let that sit. Okay, so the separation is the confusion we have about belonging, right?
The separation is a consequence.
Consequence, okay.
The separation shows us the history behind us, where there are people, there are elements from family life, there's history that's still in process of finding its way to be acknowledged. Until that happens, there's going to be confusion about belonging. There's a lot of history in family life, in our national life, that is in process. It's in process of still being acknowledged, like truly being acknowledged. And so during the course of that movement, belonging becomes more clear. Who belongs where? Everybody does belong. But it doesn't feel like that. And that has to do with the difficult truths behind us that are still being reconciled, that are still in process of truly being acknowledged. So, like, this example is a great example. You know, all, was Jesus white? Was Jesus black? Santa Claus being white? And then all that has to, you know, we're living in a time right now, you know, all the truth behind us in the States, the trauma field of it all, it's like it just demands to be seen. Truth demands to be seen. So it's really up to us how we steward that. How do we steward truth? Because it's not going away. It's not going away. And for me, I mean, that's a blessing. But it really takes, if we have a capacity, I feel completely blessed to have this conversation and to be a part of any conversation where there's, you know, like how we can show up with an ability to acknowledge. We, you know, usually people are thinking, well, I just have to do something. Well, we forget that the acknowledging is doing it. That's the action. That's the most powerful action. But to do it from a place of being embodied, not just in the head, not projecting all of our stuff onto somebody else, that's not a small task. It's really not a small task. So every little conversation, every experience we have has a place in that movement. Every single one. Like, you know, every single one. It's important to really, it's easy to minimize our own experience, but I really welcome us seeing how much influence we have with each other.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to our conversation, I you know, I stopped at a little coffee shop and I got a little cup of coffee and I was blessed by this very lovely, competent young woman running the coffee shop who was masterfully training in a new employee how to run the cash register, how to take the coffee orders. She just was doing such a beautiful job, you know, tending to the customers, training this person. I could have let my own impatience about the fact that, oh, I'm running late, I got to hurry, get to my office to get on the show, and I don't need this report. You know, I watched that tape fly through my mind. I watched it, and the next tape that came in after that was, what a blessing that I get to witness this young woman being in relationship with all of us just in this moment, in this graceful way that she's doing. What a blessing. The minute that thought came in, she looked at me and she said, you just want a little cup of coffee, don't you? Because she knew my face from earlier encounters. And I said, yes, that'd be great. Thanks so much. I gave her more money than what she needed, and I got my little cup of coffee, and I left. You know, it's like these little moments are for all of us.
Yes.
How we choose to be with them. Yeah.
I know you got to leave in a few minutes, and I want to just thank you for sharing that story, because you talked well. I tell you because why. Nothing, we live in it and we all part of it. What I was going to ask you before you leave is to talk about things we can do to keep it simple. And as I was thinking, that's what I'm going to ask you next. And you gave an example of that. And thank you. Thank you for being an example of what you teach. And before you go, anything else you want to share, add, let our listeners know, anything that's on your mind or your heart even?
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say thank you, and I want to say particularly for anybody who feels the stress of the season in whatever way they do, remember the tulips and the crocuses and the daffodils in the soil, and let them be a companion, let them be a guide, let them be a friend during this season. Thank you so much, and blessings to all of us.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. I so appreciate you. I'm grateful for our conversations and, you know, just who you are. You are truly, truly, truly a blessing on this planet. And I'm grateful to know you, to call you my friend. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Holy Days to you. And we'll be back in January. Continue the conversation.
great. See you in the new year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Life is good. It's getting better. Lisa has slowed me down, and I'm going to stay in that zone. Because that's really what it's about, isn't it? It's that place where we keep it simple, where we remind ourselves. And I just have a technique I'm going to share with you when we come back from after the break. The show ends at 1:30 today. Ancestral Blueprints is an hour and a half. But we're going to take a break in a few minutes, because you know I don't take a break when I say we're going to. I say we're going to take a break, then I have another thought, and then I just open myself up. But maybe we will. I don't know. See, I haven't taken a break yet. That's what I'm talking about. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade, which is every last Wednesday of the month. And as you move, if you're going to stick with us till 1:30, great. If not, great, come back and listen. But whatever the case may be, as you move through your journey, planning, thinking, focusing, remember to keep it simple. Remember to keep it simple and understand that there's so much more going on underneath the surface that is that you can even imagine. So even while you find yourself being impatient, you can be compassionate. And in that space of compassion, you get to have an experience that Lisa just shared with us. But don't wait to be compassionate with yourself. Start now. See, compassion is very soft, it's very fluid, it's very gentle. That is keeping it simple. We'll talk more when we come back. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Yes, indeed. This is the last show that I'm doing, as far as I know, anyway. On Live Conversations Radio. But once again, as far as I know. Because I'm fluid like that. If I choose to do a show between now and Saturday or Saturday, I don't know if I'm doing a show, but I'm not. I need to rest. So this is the last show for the year from me. We got about another 31 minutes to go. And, if you want to share your plans for the holy days, maybe share what you've learned about yourself, what you're working through, what you've achieved, the number is 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly, Ombasa Sofira, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today.
Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask. No, you're not. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Lisa had to leave early today, and we continue the conversation. We're Ancestral Blueprints is an hour and a half, so we've still got another 27 minutes or so. And, yeah, I want to talk about Keep It Simple, but before I do that, I want to go to a caller. Caller, are you there? Hey, Celeste, how are you? And if you didn't press one, somebody pressed somebody pressed one on the phone.
I did. No, I'm here. The voice just isn't silky, but my heart is so full. I hope Lisa comes back and listens, because I needed to hear the coffee story. Mm. And it reminded me of, you know, just basically she gave me my mantra for how I really need to step into the holidays. Because I really do believe that when you can slow down to be a witness, you become a part of the belonging, you know. And I experienced that this week. I was someplace where I thought I didn't want to be, and I was having that energy of impatience, and I just want to go home, and then ended up having the most amazing spiritual tsunami of tears from hearing little kids' voices at a choral concert. I wasn't supposed to be there. I had no plans on attending this event, but life just kept gifting me the opportunity to surrender. And when I finally surrendered to the moment, I was so touched by their voices. And I had to change my story. I also had help from a certain friend who told me to accept what is.
Ooh, I know you were mad at that friend. It's like, I can't stand that friend. I can just imagine saying, I can't stand him.
I was like,
he gets on my...
Wow. Yeah. I was like, you know, are you trying to get hit? You know, is what I said to that friend of mine. And I really...
What did that friend say to you when you said that?
I had to look at the text messages again, but something like, yeah, and laugh out loud, because this friend of mine does not even take my threat seriously, and I'm so grateful for that, because
that's a good friend to have.
yeah, except when you're going through it. So, like, here I am, you know, sounding like Kermit the Frog, and thinking about the journey that you and Lisa have just been on. It was so beautiful, particularly talking about the untold stories, the backstories, and how, you know, at some point we're all going to have to get real for some real healing with our ancestral blueprints. But I just think you guys just gave us a gift, and I'm definitely getting in alignment. I'm really looking forward to the holy days. And don't want to forget Hanukkah, which was early this year. It was at Thanksgiving. Right. But I heard a Hanukkah song that was written off of a basement wall for this family that was hiding in 1943, Inscription of Hope. It changed my life to hear these little babies sing those words. So, yeah, surrender, accepting what is, loving myself even in my cranky Scrooge moments. And now I feel like I'm at the moment of it's really the holidays, and there's so much to be grateful for. And not in that fake way, you know, not in that, you know, I should be happy, so therefore I will be. but to genuinely feel the light growing within me as we do step in the winter solstice. You know, we are the light, the shine on that darkest night. And Lisa, you reminded us of that so beautifully. So I wanted to share that with you and say thank you for the network, for all the ways that you show up in my life. You have been one of the best presents to unwrap in my life. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Celeste. The feeling is mutual. Thank you, thank
yeah.
you, thank you. Thank
you.
Yes,
sure?
It is. Let me get spiritually arrogant. You know, even spiritual teachers need something. You know, we need something to in our spiritual dream to keep us strong.
Oh, forget that.
No, really. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you do.
Yes, yes. And thank God for Yvette. We got a beautiful Christmas gift this year, didn't we?
Yes, indeed. I am so grateful. Yvette is another person that, you know, I talk the things that The things that I share, there you go. The things that I share on the show, and I've said this many times. I've always said that I want my work to be a reflection of what I know, what I live, and it's what I know to be true. And sometimes I forget, and I don't know if I've actually shared the story of Yvette on air, and it blew me away. But I really know that when we are in alignment doing what we're supposed to do, need to do, you know, the universe will just match us. You know, it's like you make your bead. You say how much you want to sponsor something, and the universe will match you. And, you know, Yvette came on board, about maybe 3 months ago now, and it was at a time, actually it was when I wrote, as you know, I write Daily Thoughts. I'm one of the co-authors for Daily Thoughts from Hillside International Truth Center. And the first time I was writing, I was thinking, oh, my God, I got so much going on. There's a radio show, there's this, there's that. I need a full-time assistant is what I remember screaming out that time because I just felt I can't do this by myself. You know what? So I had that moment. And, of course, the next day I was talking to someone called in on the show, a listener, and I was sharing my experience of how I felt. Like, you know, every choice has its own responsibility. Now, the opportunity to write the Daily Thoughts is now called for something else, and I need to step up. I need help. I need to another show fully. I just mentioned it. I wasn't even thinking of anything. I hadn't even thought of how I was going to go about asking for extra help, and at that time, Celeste was still working full-time. Well, you know, you understand. But anyway.
I have lots of Christmas gifts this year. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Good. And at the end of the show, I had to take a call. I came back, and in the chat room, Yvette said, I will be your full-time assistant. I'll volunteer. I was like, whoa, how does it work? When I spoke to Yvette, she said, you know what? You've done so much for me and blah, 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 blah. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to say what she said. Let me bring her on to say what she said. That's
no.
Right. I'm bringing you on. Yes, I am.
You hear her. You hear that? No. Hi,
yes,
honey.
Yes, you're live. Hi, Yvette.
How are you?
It's okay.
How are you?
Very well. You know, we talk about you, and this is like, who is this Yvette person? You can't just be this incognito person. Just kind of like, hey, come on.
Why not?
So, well, why not? Because you're next. Why not? Because you're with me. You can't hide when you're with me. The downfalls of being around me is you will be seen. So.
Amen.
Hey, Yvette.
Hi, Ade. Greetings, Celeste. I love you guys.
We love you too, honey.
Yes, and I appreciate you guys so much. You've given so much to me. I just wanted to give back. Yes.
Thank you.
Help me get
out
my
feet. She makes me cry, I swear.
But you guys stopped my crying, so I appreciate that. I don't cry enough anymore.
Yvette has so much passion. If you call her, she would sound like she has been laughing, just laughing all day, like, hey, you're like, whoa. I mean, so much energy. I'll say, Yvette, you know, there's something that I'm working on and I want you to do. She said, what you need me to do? Well, blah, 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 blah. She's like, yeah, I got it. She's gone. And she, before I could put the phone down, there's an email. The reason she's gone. So I'm grateful for you. And I get to appreciate your passion and the fact that you're an spiritual energizer bunny.
Oh, give thanks. And, you know, I do have the energizer bunny on my, the vision board. That's so funny that you said that. That is truly on my vision board. Wow.
No, that's not funny, honey. That's his gift. The man is intuitive.
Yes,
you want to bust him out. He's intuitive. He will get in your business whether he knows it or not.
That's so true. Yes.
Are y'all talking about me in front of my face?
Yes. You know, your clients need to understand that they're not just getting a life coach. They're not just getting a radio host. They're not just getting the writer of Daily Thoughts. You are a serious, intuitive counselor, undercover psychic. And
yes. It's
a gift that you don't share often. But I'm so grateful, though, that you show up. I mean, we pick on you about it. But just like, you know, I mean, we need to start confirming that. Let's make a deal in 2014,
okay,
7 years. That when Life Coaching Day's intuitive gifts are showing, we're going to confirm for him on the spot. So, Energizer Bunny, he just called you. You have an Energizer Bunny on your vision board. He needs to know that. And the people who work with him need to know that they're getting more than what they're paying for.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It's never. That's why I will continue to work for him, because oh my goodness, he's helped me so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You handled me. A great difference in my life.
Also, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, hey, I am here to serve, and I'm grateful for all the feedback. And so, yeah. Thank you, y'all. We got a few minutes to go.
Uh-huh.
Let's take another call. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Thank you, Red.
Thank you,
thank you, guys.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you very much. And Celeste, I'll leave you unmuted, and you can mute or unmute yourself. Let's go. Yeah, because I know you always have something to say. Let's go to Glenda. Yes, you do. Glenda is living in the light.
Oh.
Hey,
catch. Ooh.
Ooh,
come
ooh,
to
ooh,
me,
ooh.
Girl. Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
The last
bit of
my day.
Are you eating there? You sound like you're eating.
I was cleaning up. I made a smoothie. You know, I wanted to call in. A lot of times this year I've been in and out or really busy, you know, working. So I'm preparing for work today, but today, I guess it's the season or just where I'm at in the process. I slowed down enough to actually really pay attention to what my life has turned into. So I said, oh, I woke up this morning. It's about 80 degrees. It's sunny. I decided to go walk on the beach, and I could. I had a smoothie, and I just wanted to say, you know, it's life is good and getting better when you choose that.
Yes.
But you have to choose it. So I'm just so grateful for both of you for showing up and doing what you do. And, you know, the next year, I just have these gigantic plans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I can is because, you know, I've been following the show and taking the advice for the past 3 years and you know, going through the, I don't even know how to explain it, the stuff that comes up, the pain and the challenges,
mm-hmm.
or it looks like that, and just working through
mm-hmm.
it. Now I have, like, these big plans, business plans,
you know, who I want to be my client. You know, a few years ago, I was just trying to get through the winter and not be depressed. Now, it's not that I don't get a little sad from time to time, but pushing, bursting through it, going through this process, listening to the show, listening to our day flying solo, you know, really taking myself to task and saying, okay, what do I need to let go? What do I need to practice? Being in gratitude more often than not, being present more often than not. Some people look at me and say, oh, you're lucky. Says, no, I work hard.
I know that's right. I put the work in.
I work hard, and if you work hard and you do these things, your life does become this miracle that continues to unfold. So I'm just thinking about how, as we go into 2014, I'm thinking about what clients I'm going to go after in the coming year and how I want, you know, to see whether I can get $10,000 contracts or $20,000 contracts. That's amazing for me to even have that in my mind's eye. But I planted the seeds for that this year. I started a company this year. I started a company in April. I haven't done any business with it yet, but that doesn't matter. I said that for 2013 I would register a business, and I did that in April. So I have the right and the ability to say, okay, now I want my business to go after this client or that client.
Yes.
It's very, very powerful. I just wanted to give thanks because I'm in my apartment in Florida. My apartment. My own apartment.
That's right.
Close to the beach. I wasn't close to the beach before. I was in Florida up until October. Yes, I was renting a room. That was beautiful, too. I used to gaze out over at the lake. But now I'm really close to the beach, and I'm in an area. I think Celeste, you and Celeste would love it because it's like a magical swamp forest if you look with your third eye. You know, there's a lot of real cool stuff here. There's a tree that's 200 years old. I know Celeste was rocking with this one about that's near me, a mango tree that's 200 years old, and the Native American healer spirit still lives in it. It is around the corner and across the street from where I live.
Wow.
It's like a magic. It looks like a Florida small town city, but for those of us that walk in the path, it's a magical place of healing and spirituality. So I just, you know, for both of you, you know, much love and light in this holiday season. For anybody else that might be listening and thinking, oh, my life is all screwed up, or I never could change, or, you know, I can't. Yes, you can, because like I said, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was just trying not to be depressed and get through the winter.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
When I got my master's, I took the courage to move at a time that didn't seem like, was, you know, it can be done. You just have to.
That's right.
For the win.
Let's not forget your book.
I listen to Life Coach Ade. He knows what he's talking about. Never mind that he's nutty. that nuttiness loosens you up. You get loosened up, you know. You got to laugh sometimes. And then he sneaks in there and puts the wisdom and the healing mojo jojo on you. And before you know it, it's like, oh, shoot. I think I
got a change. Hey. Y'all set me up, or I set myself up, because I know all of this is about to happen.
Because he needed to happen on the last show. Glenda, do you know, honey, that I have your book close by me at all times? Not only did you register a business, baby, but you came out with a book.
I forgot about that. Can you imagine that? I forgot about it.
And you have a picture of a beach on your book.
I sure do.
Those songs from an urban messenger, poems and prose of love, inspiration, and self-renewal, written by our very own Glenda Springer. And you can check her out in the archives if you're missing Life Coach Today for vacation next week, because she was a guest this year. Yes, honey, you're stepping into your year.
Ooh.
Yeah. The listeners
become, so fast, I forget about my own brightness. Well, here we are. Here we are. You home, baby. Oh, yes, get ready. I told somebody last night, I think I'm going to be writing about 5 more books. I wrote one.
I know, that's right.
There's some other ones percolating, because I got to write the rest of the story.
And that's
gotta
it,
write
you know.
The rest of the story.
That's the important thing, is like to understand that we are part of a story that is being written. For some of us, it needs to be on a book. For some of us, it's in our relationship. For some of us, it's on a movie, a play, whatever. It's our business. But we are part of a story that is being written, and it's already a success story. It's already a box office, you know. And if we can just surrender to it, we've been chosen. We've auditioned a long time ago. And if we just continue to the work we need to do, and we have, you know, the work we need to do is to remind ourselves that we're qualified to do what we've been chosen to do. That's the real thing. That's what gets in the way. So
we better say that again.
I thank you, Glenda.
We also
thank
have an in-house publisher, for goodness sake. It's One Destiny
That's
Publishing.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm about to some work her way. Yvette. I mean, what a beautiful family. I love this network. Anything I need is right there.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We got it. Well, it's almost time to release the show. Thank you. Thank you, Glenda, for who you are, for your love. And I would also say this as well, because I don't know if I said this on the radio. It's not a big deal, but you were, Glenda, you were one of the people who had me think about doing a solo show. I mean, I used to do a show by myself, and then we started getting more guests. But you were one of the people that said to me, Ade, you know, you bring great guests, and I love them. But I love it when you were solo, when you're doing your thing. And I got several texts and emails like that, and Yvette is like, yes! and then afterward, people are asking for me to be solo. I like doing it, but, you know, and it was good feedback for me, too, is to kind of see how my work, what I'm doing, who I'm being, is landing. And then we just, that time, Betty was with me, so we just said, you know, Wednesdays will be my day, unless something happens and it has to be shifted, we have to shift it. So thank you for the feedback. Thank you for who you are. And I'm wishing you many blessings on your new adventure. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. It's almost time to release the show. So is there anything else you want to say real quick? Oh, you're doing a show Sunday anyway, so, you know, you still
Am
got
I?
Something you got.
Yeah, I'm doing a show on Sunday.
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern, Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. I'll pull your cards and let's play with what's coming up in 2014. Yum, yum.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella. Life is good. It's getting better. It's almost time to release the show. Think of what we talked about today, the pressures of the holidays, the expectations, the judgments. The challenge for you is to suspend all judgment. And even if you get caught up in that place of impatience, allow yourself to just be compassionate, to release yourself from all the other stuff. There's so much going on. And here's an exercise. If your mind can get you there because you're so caught up, you're so snagged into, you know, just got caught up in what's happening, take a moment, put your hand, put one hand, put both hands, put it on your heart, and just breathe in and out. Let your heart breathe you. Let your heart breathe you, and when you let your heart breathe you, that is love breathing you. Wherever you are, in the flow, confused, out of flow, out of alignment, trust, love. And I invite you to have a new understanding of love and understand that it's so deeper than what the intellectual mind can comprehend. It's the kind of love that loves you even when you're at your worst. The love that loves you when things are great. The love that loves you when you make a mistake. The love that loves you even when you know better. Don't forget to hang with nature. Nature wants to love you up. It's there. It's pouring out that love to get you back into alignment. It is all about love. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Don't forget to relax. Don't forget to play. Don't forget to have fun. That's what it's about. Live today. Don't put your life on hold. Live today. Join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Tomorrow meaning Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern for the play experience. Actually, I'm going to be her guest tomorrow. Oh, yeah. As far as I know. I wish you the best. I stand for your healing. I see you experiencing your greatest desire, being in gratitude, being in joy, moving through life with ease and grace. We started the show off with Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective, the song Spirit Dancer. You can find them on Facebook. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. Trust Love, reminding us that love loves to love. It will keep on being love no matter what. Ricky Byers' virtual home is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. You can also find her at agapelive.com. Agapelive.com. Electra, Tamara, Glenda, Peaceful Maker, Coco something. I can't remember. But we call you Earth Webs, Celeste, Yvette, Silent Listeners. Those of you I can see, I can't see. Those of you who listen behind the scenes, those of you who always listen to the archive because you can't listen live, within radio listeners, I am eternally grateful for your love, for your support, for your feedback, your donations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Allow yourself to be loved. That's the only thing that matters. The great thing about it is love wants to love you. Say yes to love. Say yes to your life. Peace. And blessings.
To love is to live within the holy breath of God. Love is the essence of the spirit that is known by always giving. Love always sees the truth beyond the appearance that is shown.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.